All right. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Perswell again with the Divinely Intuitive Business, and we are here for Module 3 of the Plan Your Divine Year. So we're Spotter Karate Chop, and you just start tapping. All right. So even though I have a vision, I have this vision that I want to create, this vision for my life, the vision for my business, I want to create it. I need to create it. I am being called to create it. And even though there's a part of me that says, I can't, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know how to do it, or I'm not good enough, or I don't trust myself enough, or whatever the hell is going on in my head, whatever those programmings are to keep me safe, to keep me in a spot where I know that I can remain safe. I'm no longer willing to listen to that. I'm no longer willing to let that lead the way. To let that be my truth. To let that be my story. You can't do it. You're not spiritual enough. You're not connected enough. You're too weird. You're too loud. You're too whatever. You don't follow through. You just like to stay on your butt all the time. Whatever the story is that is just beating me up, that bully that's in my brain, it is not true. I hear it. And at times it stops me. As a matter of fact, it stops me more than I think it should, more than I want it to. But I'm aware of it. I'm aware that it has something to say to me. Because it's trying to keep me safe. It doesn't want me to be disappointed. Don't hire that person. What if they leave? Don't follow through. What if you fail? Don't take that action. What if you're wrong? Don't hire that person. What if you get screwed? What if you spend all that money, all that time, and it doesn't work? Don't do it. Stay safe. Stay small. Stay closed. Stay inside this safe womb, because that's the only place that you're safe. And the time came when the pain of staying in the bud was greater than being fully expressed, than coming out, being seen and being heard, being known, being loved. And I'm ready to come out, to be seen, to be heard, to be known, to be loved. I'm ready to trust myself. I can trust myself. I can learn who to hire. I can learn what investments to make that are going to help me. I can learn what the next right step is. I can trust myself. Even if it's scary, I can do this. I am everything I need to be right here, right now, to create this vision that I have. I don't need to be more than I am. Because who I am at the core of me is perfect, whole, and complete. I am perfect, whole, and complete right here, right now. And I can trust that. I can tune into that. I can allow that part of me to come out in full expression, even if I'm loud. Even if I'm weird. Even if I'm a certain age or a certain weight or a certain education or a certain color or a certain sexuality or a certain whatever the fuck someone thinks I should be, I am perfect, whole, and complete right here, right now, just in the glorious way that I am. I am perfect for my people. My people. I'm not perfect for the entire world. Thank God. That's not what I came to do this lifetime. But I am perfect for my people. The people I am here to serve. The people I am here to connect with. The people I am here to be in relationship with, to support, to help, to serve. I'm perfect for them. Each time I learn more, and each time I grow more, and each time I expand more into my truth, into who I am, and into accepting that part of me, accepting and owning and loving that perfect part of me, each time I draw more people to me, more people who recognize and love and connect with me. I can trust this. These people are here to lead me, to guide me, to support me, to be my clients, to be my help, to be my mentors, my teachers. I can trust this. And whatever is causing me to tell a story that I don't finish what I start, I let go of that story. And I incorporate a new story that says, I always finish what I start. I love finishing what I start. Unless I move out of alignment with it. In which case, fine, no big deal. Ooh, started that video. Nope, don't like that. Nope, not going to finish it. Ooh, started that video. Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I'm going to finish it. Started that book. Not going to finish it. Started that book. Ooh, love it. Things that I'm in alignment with, I finish. And I do the work to stay in alignment with things I'm bringing into the world, things I'm learning. I finish what I start with ease, with grace, with joy. In all ways, always. I do what I say I'll do. I do what I say I'll do. With ease, with joy. In all ways, always. Or I renegotiate. Money loves me. Loves to play with me, loves to be in my world, loves to be in my orbit. It loves me, and it wants to be in my bank account. It wants to be in my credit card account. It wants to be in my investment account. It wants to be in my little savings cash thing that I keep at home. It wants to be in my big fat savings account. It wants to be everywhere in my life. It loves me. And I love it. And I stop being afraid of it. And I welcome it into my life in a healthy way. I now claim that I have healthy relationships in my life. That includes money. That includes trusting. That includes letting go of stories that say, it's this way for me. I empower myself with healthy stories, with healthy experiences, with healthy realities, with healthy manifestations. I empower myself, and I love money. Money just loves me. It wants to date me. It wants to marry me. It wants to play with me. It wants to make love with me. It wants to love me. Money loves me, and I let it. Say, oh, yes, yes, please, yes, that's wonderful, yes. And like Sally when in Harry Met Sally, yes, 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 yes. Moneygasms, yes. I let it in. I receive it and I enjoy it and I love it. And I have a healthy relationship with it. This is my truth. And as I look forward into my future, I know that my future is strong. It is solid. I am here to create a vision. And I say yes to that vision. Yes to what's in my heart. Yes to this connection with the divine, with my angels, with myself. I say yes. I welcome it in. I welcome this vision and I hold it tenderly in my heart so that I may move forward into co-creation with the divine, that which I have been given to do, which I am here to do. And I find it to be easy and fun, effortless, because I create the support I need, I create the accountability that I need, and I am able to maintain and hold my vision. Maintain and hold the energy of my vision, and I allow it to unfold in front of me, and I trust the guidance I'm given. I take action on it, with ease. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth. And so it is. All right, nice deep breath, everyone. All right, everyone, go get your divine on. Big hugs to you all. Happy, magical 2021. All right, bye now.